So Adam controlled that even the people that would bind him cannot bind him. And it's getting harder and harder. And they couldn't bind him, not even with a chain, it says. When we get into this out of control mode, it's scary. It happens to many of us at different times. So caught up in alcohol that she literally got to the point where the doctor said, one more drink and you die. So she started drinking water. And she became so addicted to water that they had to put her into a hospital to keep her from drinking water. Apparently, you can drink too much water. See in the paper or on TV or on the web about Whitney Houston. I love to hear that woman sing. Didn't it just bring a sense of something special? You would listen and just, it was precious. Did you know she was a gospel singer's daughter? She learned to sing in church. And her career was destroyed because his voice took you to serene places. She lost it from what she did to her body. She found a husband who would beat her up. She found drugs that would just trap her. Her. She did an interview once with Diana Sawyer, and she said, the biggest devil is me. The biggest devil is me. She began to be controlled by the things that she took or did to deal with her sense of being out of control. Let's look at this. Scary man. He'd often been chained hands when he tore the chains apart. They broke the irons out of his feet, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Day and night among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry. Suggest he howled. Why do people cry out? Why do people cry out? Why do people cry out? Because you can't hear what they say. They want to be heard. You want someone to notice. It's almost like an act of desperation. They want to be heard. He was so out of control, he couldn't even express what was in him. So he would come out and cut himself with stones. One of our members who does counseling was telling me that we cut ourselves to the people who do. They cut themselves to acknowledge the pain they Except one thing, after to the pigs, and the pigs are filled with demons, and they run in to the water. 2,000 pigs drowned. By the way, this is in the Decapolis, the 10-city region. And if that was such Jewish, they wouldn't have been raising pigs, by the way. And all of a sudden, 2,000 pigs are gone. And this is reported to the people. And they come rushing out. Jesus put it in a Ford. Your Ford. You drop the mouth into the river down the way. It was bad for business. And the people, they come, which is not happy. So they come and they're not happy. Instead of hearing this man is healed and is fine, my Ford's in the river. What was that? How would you like your Mustang in the river? So they come and they want to talk to this guy. And there, see the blessed of Jesus. Collected because the demon had. And he's healed. I don't know what to do or see or say. They know that lost 2,000 Mustangs. So they plead with Jesus to leave because he's bad for business. And some, you know, if any of you ever resist change, certainly not in the church, we wouldn't resist change. And some wanted them to leave because Jesus showed the power to change a person's life. Showed the power to change a life. And they pleaded with him, leave. And Jesus, in graciousness, he gets to the boat. He's about to go into the boat. And the demoniac, who's been healed, he pleads with Jesus to go with. Jesus, or for Jesus to go with you. An empowered life is a life with God, and God with you. And the next line is precious. This is what I want to go. And Jesus says to him, go. Thank you. generosity of God took away that anger and made me feel like a child of God. Coming to know the good news, Jesus leaves that community, but later it's worth 3 months back to it. And guess what? They welcome him. And great things happen. That man went home and told what the Lord had done for him and the mercy that he had extended, and he extended it to others. He became merciful. I'm going to be very brief on the other two people. Super brief. More to death than Reader's Digest. A woman with a bleeding issue. Paul hears about this, and she speaks in the crowd because she wasn't allowed in the crowd. She's desperate, and she has the faith to believe. If I just touch a portion of his coat, Jesus takes 2 or 3 of his disciples and the father and 1 or 2 others and mom, and he sends the rest away. But even before that, he says, "Don't worry, it's just sleeping." And they laughed at him. Every time you share your faith or stand for something, and someone laughs at you, disciples said,